The difference between the two agreements is specifically that there's some additional language in this agreement that the city or the township can deny a request to make service connection. And so the previous agreement was a little bit ambiguous on that, and so there were some concerns that if we passed that agreement, we would have no ability to deny a connection if there were a reason that we didn't feel like it was in our best interest. Now that is explicitly spelled out that we have to first approve that connection. And so the city's city manager or his or her designee will issue a recommendation to the commission, and the commission actually has to pass a resolution to allow any current or future connection along that line. And so there's a safeguard in there that leaves the door open for us to adjust to circumstances that may arise. Everything else is the same. It's just a couple more sentences in there that makes it clear that we can deny service if we see fit.